It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Maybe the tight security for world leaders here in Washington this week sends a subtle message. Police blocked off streets, put up temporary fences, even parked trucks in roadways around the scene of a nuclear summit.
All of which may serve as a reminder that it's a dangerous world. President Obama is trying to organize a global response to the possibility of nuclear terrorism, and he's won some pledges of support.
China promised to join negotiations on a new package of sanctions against Iran.
And Malaysia adopted stricter import and export controls to curb the spread of nuclear weapons or material.
And today, President Obama had his turn to speak. In his opening remarks to the meeting this morning, the president said nuclear weapons pose an unprecedented danger despite the end of the Cold War.
The risk of a nuclear confrontation between nations has gone down, but the risk of nuclear attack has gone up.
NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley has been covering the meeting and joins us now. Scott, good morning.
Good to be with you, Steve.
I suppose we should stress that the president is less concerned about attack by some nation than he is about nuclear terrorism.
Well, that's really the focus of this meeting. There is always, of course, concern about a potential nuclear weapon in Iran or North Korea. But what the world leaders are talking about here is a much more diffuse danger, enriched uranium and plutonium scattered around the world that might find its way into the hands of a terrorist.
Nuclear materials that could be sold or stolen and fashioned into a nuclear weapon exist in dozens of nations. Just the smallest amount of plutonium, about the size of an apple, could kill and injure hundreds of thousands of innocent people.
The president repeated the claim that his counterterrorism advisor John Brennan made yesterday that al-Qaeda is actively seeking ingredients for a nuclear weapon. And so the leaders here are looking at ways to safeguard that material within the next 4 years.
We're talking live with NPR's Scott Horsley. He's here in Washington, D.C., where more than 40 countries are represented. And it is a fascinating week to be in Washington, Scott. There's presidents and prime ministers everywhere.
That's right. And the president had a series of one-on-one meetings, both Sunday and yesterday, with some of those world leaders, including the president of Ukraine, Viktor Yanukovych, who did promise that his country will get rid of its enriched uranium stocks by 2012. Some of that material may come to the U.S., which would be, of course, controversial. But White House spokesman Robert Gibbs said yesterday, better to have it stored here safely than perhaps unsafely in a volatile part of the world.
What would be controversial about the Ukrainians sending material here?
Well, we have enough trouble trying to find a storage place for our own nuclear materials.
Oh, you mean where would you put it,
exactly.
Basically, is the question. Oh, I see what you're saying. But, yeah, where would you really rather have it? That's the question the White House is asking anyway. Now, how does this fit in with the president's larger goal when it comes to nuclear weapons?
Well, you'll remember, Steve, a year ago, the president went to Prague and famously outlined a roadmap to, in the long term, a world without nuclear weapons. And there were a number of intermediate steps to get there. One was the thing he did last week, where he signed a new arms control treaty with Russia. This week's security summit is another step on that path. And then next month, world leaders will be getting together in New York to revisit the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and look for ways to strengthen that. Of course, a big concern is what to do about Iran and its nuclear program.
And, of course, that is an issue where the United States has wanted and has not yet gotten very much cooperation from China. How much do the U.S. and China agree on nuclear issues?
It's difficult to say. President Obama and Chinese President Hu Jintao met one-on-one yesterday. Afterwards, the U.S. account was that China had agreed to direct its delegation to New York to work on a sanctions resolution. The Chinese account of the meeting was more guarded. They again stressed the need for continued diplomacy with Iran. Ultimately, China will need to be on board if any sanctions regime is going to stick.
Scott, always good to see you.
Good to be here.
That's NPR's Scott Horsley.